Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
FabFit is well and truly underway. We're encouraging you to increase your step count, to increase your movement. Maybe you'll start going to the gym. Hutsy's been a regular member of United Fitness Studio in Bega for the past, year now or so?
Probably a couple of years. But usually when I'm doing steps, I only get to like the 12th step and that's as far as I get. Usually I get past 12.
For me, I just like to exercise at home because for me, it's exercise is a private thing.
Oh, you're a bit self-conscious.
I don't like people looking at me and... And so at home, I just jump on the exercise bike and I usually ride about 20 Ks a day, but I've increased that to about 35 now. I'm trying to meet the goal of 40.
You're an athlete.
And because we're in summer as well, my body's working hard, man.
It's burning.
Towards the end of it. And now I think if I do come to the gym with you, I'm going to be even more self-conscious because yesterday I was there in my little grey gym shorts, finished the ride, got off. I was completely exhausted but felt good about myself. And then my wife goes like, oh, have you had an accident? I'm like, what's wrong? And she's like, and she sort of glanced down.
Oh, no.
And I look down at my crotch area and it is completely soaked. It looks like Brad's not ready for big boy pants.
So that's why you've been watching those Step One commercials with the undies very carefully. That's why. Now it makes sense.
I didn't know I could sweat there. I sweat on my chest and my back, normal sweating areas. I didn't know you could sweat there.
Oh, you can sweat there.
And it was, I really hope that's just sweat. I'm pretty sure it is. And she's like, yeah, sure it is. I'm like, oh, yuck. I'm going to go have a shower and get changed. And then as I walked away, she's like, you think the front's bad? You should see the back.
No.
So I'm like, what do I do here? I was talking to someone else, and apparently this is a trick that the ladies use.
Okay.
If they're going to go out somewhere, and maybe it's an outdoor event and it's warm, they wear dark clothes.
That's a good idea.
Dark clothes is the trick around it. So if I'm going to come with you to United Fitness, I need to buy some black gym gear.
Yeah, maybe
so that they can't see me sweat.
Those grey shorts aren't just going to hack it.
No.
In the heat.
I mean, I can wear the grey shorts, but... You know how women worry about visible panty line? I'm going to be worried about visible nappy line if I wear the grey shorts to the gym.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Growing up in the 1990s, I think the big fascination when they finally got their license, apart from having those fluffy dice, above the rearview mirror, little boxing gloves or something like that, was trying to get the personalised number plates.
Yeah, I never saw the point of it, personally. But people love their cars and I can understand why people get... personalised plates if they're right into their car.
Yeah, but when I was growing up, most people, when they go personalised plates, it'd be their initials. It'd be a J and a H and maybe
the year
they were born
or
13. So it'd be, a 4 and a 9 or something like that. But things have just gone crazy probably the last 15 years or so, I reckon. People's egos are just getting the better of them when it comes to number plates. And then obviously we've been hearing the last couple of months about this Peter Lavak, who's 74 years of age. Not your typical 74-year-old likes to take it easy. This guy is the guy you've probably been hearing about in the news that owns that yellow Lamborghini and actually he got in trouble for his offensive number plates, which he had LGOPNR, so leg opener is what he was trying to say because he was trying to hint that he's a bit of a ladies' man.
That's one way to interpret it. I don't know why, as a lawyer, you think he would have come up with a better defence and say it was, he's into Lego. He's like, oh, I'm a Lego opener. I love opening. I have unboxing videos on YouTube. I'm a Lego opener.
Why not? Why couldn't he be like Saul Goodman from Better Call Saul, like lawyer up?
Yeah.
Something like that. It's a lot cooler than a 74-year-old with a number plate like that. That's a little bit creepy. And it's one of them things that I don't know if he's trying to say that someone gave it to him as a nickname or if he just self-proclaimed nickname or whatever. But this guy's
from what he says, he's a self-proclaimed
just call him
man.
A leg opener. Yeah, very dodgy sort of thing. Obviously, he's been in a lot of trouble. His plates were seized by authorities and that. He was on the news trying to say how it was, trying to suppress his freedom of speech and he has no idea why this thing's, offensive and everything like that because of his reputation as a bit of a playboy. But now finally he's come to some sort of an agreement with himself, maybe deep down within his own soul. Maybe he's starting to grow up a little bit, but I doubt it because he's got himself a brand new number plate now.
Oh, okay.
His new number plate is XXLEGO. When I first
saw this... So double X Lego.
double.
So he is into Lego.
That's what I thought.
You should have said that from
the
start.
The whole time. But no, this guy's ego, it's way too out of control for anything like Lego.
Extra large ego.
Extra large ego is basically what he's trying to get out of here. So, geez. This is probably better than the alternatives because he's actually commented about some of the other names he was thinking of. Like, you know, one of them was basically F off, you know, uncertain terms. It's like, well, that one's not going to work.
I'm guessing.
If you couldn't get the other one through Champion.
That was a not so subtle dig at the cops. Maybe next time they go to pull him over.
And still with his mind in the gutter, one of the other suggestions he had for himself was S-P-R-D-E-M.
No idea.
Nah, spread him. That's not going to fly either.
Oh, okay, sure.
Sorry, all champ. Right. So obviously, he's finally, a bit of lawyer sense is finally coming into his brain with this whole thing as well, but he still can't understand how they're offensive the whole time. He's just kept to his motto of saying, I can't see why that's so offensive, the old ones of leg opener.
Yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous. But, you know, like I mentioned, his new number plate is XXLEGO, extra large ego. But let's be honest, for me, what I'm seeing from his whole situation, the things have transpired over the last 12 months, it should be XX Lego. You know, basically because he's about as smart as a brick, let's be honest.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
If you've got stocks in the company LMA, they're about to go up, I reckon. This is a Queensland company, and they're about to ramp up manufacturing because they have signed up for a contract to ship 100,000 COVID-19 home testing kits per month to the US. So between February and July, they'll be shipping about 100,000 of these home tests over to the US. It's a $300 million contract.
That's one you want to get, isn't it?
I know. That's great. And this test, they reckon it has 95% accuracy, only takes about 15 minutes to do. Apparently, you do the test, you send the results, and you get send it through, and you get the results back via an app on your phone.
How would you go try to test yourself with this if you were to do a self-test?
Swabbing myself? No. I think I like pretty much almost perforated an eardrum when I was younger, just sticking an earbud in my ear, which you're not supposed to do.
Let's be honest, when you're younger, you're quite happy seeing how far you could dig your, you know, finger in your nose back in the day, but I think that's how they... Is it like in the throat or up the nose, or how do they...
I imagine it's still up the nose.
Yeah.
And that's what I worry about, because I'm really thorough when I do anything, so I worry I'll put the swab up my nose too far and I'll end up Homer, like Homer on The Simpsons, where he's like...
We could remove the crayon for you. It could vastly increase your brain power. Or it could possibly kill you.
Increase my killing power, eh?
I'll end up putting the swab too far and lobotomizing myself. But yeah, this is great news for an Australian company, you know, out on the world stage. A lot better than the Pete Evans COVID-19 home testing kit, which was just a box with a note inside with letters cut out of a magazine that says COVID is a hoax. So... That wasn't helpful at all. So, still, yeah, I'm not big on the swabbing. I don't think I would need someone to do the swab for me, because I don't think I'd be willing to jam it up my nose that far.
No, it
looks very uncomfortable.
Absolutely not. I haven't had a COVID test yet. I'm really hoping it can stay that way.
Yeah.
What about you? You haven't had one yet?
I haven't had one yet. And I'm kind of like, can't you just make it so we pee on a stick?
That'll do.
Like they do for home pregnancy tests. I'm willing to pee on a stick. You know what I mean? I have pretty good aim. The downside of this is those kits, they're being shipped to the US, but because of regulations, we can't get them here in Australia yet. We're manufacturing COVID-19 home testing kits in Australia, but us Australians can't get them.
And we're sending them here. I have them over there.
Yeah. And I learned this the hard way, because I ordered a home testing kit the other day thinking it was an Australian one, but I got the Chinese one with the anal swab. So if you see me walking funny over the next few days, you'll know why.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.